We're talking high school track and field here on KSOM. ACGC boys head coach Cody Matheson. And coach, your boys ran at the Drake Relays Saturday in the 4x1, and I'd say they did pretty good. And sounds like they got a new school record.
Yeah, for them to go out there and represent the school and our program at a very high level against the state's best and also have some success in that level is something that, you know, something that we can really basically compare our program to and where we sit as we get closer to state qualifying and state here. It's only a few weeks away. So, you know, not to take anything away from what those kids did and running the time that they did, you know, we just got to understand that that day doesn't mean everything. You don't have to be the best. You just got to be the best that day, especially when it comes to state and things can happen. So, you know, kind of keep them grounded and getting them to understand that, hey, we were here a year ago. We ran the fourth fastest 1A time, and then we didn't even make finals at state. So please understand that. You got to stay hungry and you got to keep working. And just because you ran the fastest 1A time, quote unquote, at the Drake Relays doesn't mean you're going to be, you know, a hypothetical state champion. There's still a lot of work to be done, and, you know, you got to keep that clear head and can't have a big ego. Cause like I said, a lot of things can go wrong and there's not a lot of room for error in that 4x100 specifically.
So I understand that you did have an injury on the team, and Jathan South sounds like that he's not going to be back for the rest of the season. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very unfortunate thing, and a kid who's done a lot of things for us across the board and a lot of athletics. And, you know, if for him to have a freak accident like that and, you know, breaking his leg in the 100-meter dash and tweaking a hamstring. And I did not get to see exactly how it played out. I'm just going off of what happened. We were over at Van Meter earlier in the month, and Van Meter's throwing facilities are on the other side of the school over by their baseball softball field on the other side of the street there. So, you know, you're getting phone calls and you're just hoping, you know, hopefully he just dislocated his ankle, and he's had some ankle, you know, injuries here and there. So we're kind of hopeful, but, you know, for him to obviously have a broken leg and then result in surgery and, you know, his season's done and unfortunately has to, you know, sit out of the Shrine Bowl and doesn't get to play in that. So, you know, just feel absolutely terrible for the kids. And, you know, he's just been, you know, a really good, you know, individual for us, especially for our shuttle hurdle. And they had a lot of high hopes and as well as a shuttle hurdle that, you know, was had the number one qualifying time going into state and then, you know, getting DQ'd in the prelims and then going from there and, you know, returning three out of the four guys and having one guy kind of get rolling and having at that time the number one time in the state in 1A and then that happening. So, you know, it was not just I don't even know words even to use to describe it because it was a pretty bad situation. But, you know, the other kids were they're hurting from it too, and they were pretty shooken up. So you're trying to get them in the right mental headspace, and they're a little worried and scared to run after seeing something like that freak injury happen. And so there's a lot more that went with it than just, you know, losing a guy on a relay. It was a pretty bad, you know, moral defeat as well. That'd be the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. What a great kid, and unfortunately, not the way that he wanted to end his ACGC career. So how does that affect your rotation in the relays now?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. So, you know, Morgan Nolte was a sophomore for us that stepped in for Trayton Schneider, who was our senior that was on that relay team. As I had said, three of the four had returned. And then last year, Jathan had a little ankle injury there. So he did not run at conference last year. So Tommy Scram, football player, basketball player, he was a rotational guy as a sophomore last year. He came in and ran. And then this year we've plugged him in and, you know, we kind of said, hey, you got 4 weeks to just get going. Jess Carney, one of our assistant coaches who was a hurdler as well. She's been working with him and the group constantly. So, you know, we came out last week and ran a 103.4, which On paper right now, if you're looking at Bound, that's still the fifth fastest time in 1A. At that time it was. I don't know where that stands right now. So, you know, you got Morgan Nolte, who I stated, who's just getting better every single week, getting more confident three-stepping. Brexton and Tate, both are, you know, really good high hurdlers and are continuing to get better. They're probably going to be both state qualifiers in the high hurdles. And then you got Tommy, who's just got, you know, 4 weeks to get going. So I don't know where we're going to end up, but I think we still have a chance to be pretty competitive and hopefully keep cutting off times as we see Griswold tonight when we go to Audubon, who's one of the top teams. So that'll be a great measuring stick for us as well to see where we're at and what we need to do to get better as we get closer to the state qualifying meet and the state meet here in May.
How can you describe the impact that freshman Dean Vila has had on your team this year?
Well, he's done a really good job. I think, you know, Dean and as well as Talon Nolan has been two of our really good freshmen that have really stepped up. You know, if I'm going to highlight one, I feel like I have to highlight the other because they're both very comparable in what they've done and stepped up. You know, Dean has gone, you know, 51-9 in the open four. Talon has gone 52-3 in the open four. Both of them are you know, have run, you know, mid 23, low 23, second 200s as freshmen. So it's been really good to have a group of at least a couple freshmen here and there to be able to step up in situations and put them into relays that we can rely on them in. And it's going to really help us when it comes to being able to play with our lineup and manipulate our lineup, specifically for conference when you're trying to get the most points out of your lineup and trying to double score at open events. So, you know, I kind of talked about this earlier in the year where me and you had talked a few weeks ago where we talked about being able to take guys out of relays and put them in open events and plug other guys into relays and not really have a drop off and still being able to, you know, double score and score in both events at a high point level. So, you know, those guys are going to, you know, be on relays that we feel like are going to be state level qualifiers. We feel like that's going to be a great experience for them. They're both alternates for our Drake relays. So for them to get the opportunity just to go there and be there and just experience it, even though they didn't get to run, it's still, you know, hey, you know what, get a taste of it, be hungry and you know, be a little pissed off about it. Cause this is where you're going to be probably in 3 weeks and it's going to be your turn to be able to have, a bigger role here. So, you know, both of them are doing a great job, you know, and they're going to continue to get better. They're just, they're competitors, man. It's unbelievable to see kids like that just, not back down from some of our older guys and just say, hey, you know what, it doesn't matter. And that's kind of the mindset that we've talked about through the entirety of the season is the iron sharpens iron mentality. It's just a very competitive atmosphere and competitive practices. And, you know, everybody's got to be on their A game because it's kind of that Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe type scenario where, you know, if somebody gets hurt or somebody falls out, you may get your spot taken away and may never get it back. So that makes things really fun. And then it's a very competitive and like I said, it's not done in hate. It's done in love and it's done out of respect with each other. So for them to be able to do that at that level as well is something that means a lot to me too.
Well, Coach, some big meets coming up. So best of luck on the track and we will talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Cody Matheson, head coach for ACGC Boys Track and Field here on KSOM.